convene the Story County Board of Commissioners meeting. At this time, I'd like to ask, does anyone in this room who would like to have a copy of the compromise and settle agreement with Mahan have one? If not, put your hand up, we'll get one to you. We're all good? Okay. Do you want to continue on?
That's pretty much everybody has a copy of the agreement. I was able to talk to Ms. Bard about her questions, and that's all I have to say unless anybody has any questions.
All right. We'll open up any other public comment. Come on up, Mr. Phillips.
Mark Joseph Phillips, a Virginia City resident. Now would be a good time for me to remind the commissioners of the fact that Sean Mahan was never appointed by any sheriff as a deputy. They just gave him a gun and a badge, told him he was a deputy, and he believed that no record of an appointment or the oath being taken by Sean Mahan as a deputy sheriff.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Okay. Hearing none. So in the matter of taking action on this, the possible confirmation of Sean Mahan's settlement agreement of $99,000, and other consideration arising out of the termination of his employment with the Story County Sheriff's Office. Discussion of the matter may include board involvement in the settlement of the cases in general. Now, you've heard all the testimony given so far. It's an unfortunate that it came to Mr. Mahan leaving the employment of the county. It's unfortunate that we had to go to arbitration. But the facts are what they are. It's been suggested that it sounds like an awful large settlement, but on the other side, it could have been greater. They say it's kind of like going to the crap table, you know. If you want to push your luck in the gambling table, you might end up costing you more than if you settle up. So, with this, Commissioner McGuffey, I'm going to recommend that we approve this settlement. So I'm looking for a motion from you.
I'll make a motion to accept the settlement agreement with Sean Mahan for the amount of $99,000.
And I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve the settlement with Sean Mahan for $99,000. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The clerk will note that Commissioner Gilman abstained. Moving along now to item number 23, Community Development and Planning, discussion possible action application number 2014-021. We've continued this item until January the 19th, 2016, this room at 10 a.m. We're going to move along now to item number 24. This is for possible action, the Licensing Board second readings.
Mr. Chairman, on behalf of Dean and the Community Development Department, they are recommending that items Q through T be continued. Those are Old Red Garter LLC, Modern Mining Solutions LLC, Bi Nutraceuticals Inc., and Rich Doss Inc. to be continued.
Excuse me, Pat, did I hear item P will be continued? P is a ball?
No, Q. No. Q through T.
Okay. Q-R-S-T.
Okay. I didn't hear it.
Jack, it was Q-R-S-T?
Yeah.
Okay.
To be continued.
Yeah. Yes, so, Commissioner, I get a motion to continue items Q through T.
I so move.
I'll second the motion.
Moved in a second to continue items Q through T. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
And Community Development recommends approving licenses A through P as in Paul. Those are Smee's Alaskan Fish Bar, Vecoplan LLC, CIC Pittsburgh LLC, Hirano Tax Seed Company Limited, Hewlett Packard Japan Limited, TechnoSmart Corporation, Software Control Corp, KCOMS Company Limited, Sierra Shading Solutions, Inc., Red Wing Brands of America, Inc., Water Treatment, Inc., K2 Engineering and Strut Design, LLC, AMCB, LLC, DBA Rubbish Runners, Pape Material Handling, DBA Pape Rents, Yokogawa Corporation of America, and Comstock Foundation for History and Culture to be approved. And after your approval, I do have one note I'd like to make, too.
Okay. Commissioner Mayor, looking for approval for items A through P as in Paul.
I so move.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Motion to approve items A through P on item number 24. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
If I may just add a last note, as Commissioner Gilman so well stated in the first readings, a number of these are due to Tesla, due to Panasonic. As you can well tell, the culture is definitely changing. I was in a doctor's office recently, and there were a man and a young boy from Japan, you know, that were definitely in there. That's not something you probably would have seen in, you know, Reno 50 years ago necessarily. So it's changing, and I do want, I was asked a great question on one of our breaks. All these business licenses associated with Tesla, they're paying 100% of the going price of a business license. There was a provision in Senate Bill 1 of the 2014 special session, and thanks to Mr. Morris's stellar counsel, when we negotiated, they opted to negotiate permitting fees, but not business licensing fees. So every one of these is paying exactly what everyone else pays. So.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Whitten. All right. Last item on the agenda today is public comment. Mr. Phillips.
Thank you again. I'm Mark Joseph Phillips, a Story County resident. Public comment. In regards to the business and liquor license denials and that whole conversation, I just want to add, I was present at the meeting that day, and our Mr. Morris and Attorney Langer did an excellent job explaining what needed to be talked about that day. And, you know, sitting in the audience as a member of the public, it was very clear to me. And I think you all did a real good job that day.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for your comments.
Yeah, really.
Who's next?
Write that down.
Mr. Cole, did you have your hand up back there? Anyone else? Meeting's adjourned.
Okay, geez.
How about that?
I am here. Well, and you watch this.